Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that the news from East Asia is not great. North Korea had its 23rd missile launch this year. That's more than two a month. Think about it. I mean, for the whole year it is. It's and the new missile launch, well, the 23 launches include both ballistic and cruise missiles. However, launches over Japanese territory are rare. The last time North Korea fired a ballistic missile over territorial Japan was September of 2017, when the projectile flew over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. I love the, this is from CNN. I love the way they word it, that the projectile just flew. You can imagine its little wings as if it's going purposefully over Japanese territory. The NBC reported that as the world eyes Putin's nuclear threats, Kim launches his own escalation with a missile over Japan. North Korea wants to remind the world that it exists. Thank God that Gordon G. Chang exists. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. He has an indispensable Twitter account. You can access it at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, what is going on with North Korea? They say they were responding to a training that we did together with Japan and South Korea. Is that the deal?
I don't think so, Michael. North Korea wants to develop ballistic missiles, and so it needs to test them to validate designs. There was the moratorium during the Trump years. Now they've done a lot of development, and they want to make sure that what they have worked on actually works. And they need to do that not only because they want to improve their missiles, they also need to show to their customers that their missiles work, and that's essentially Iran. So I think that, yeah, they might take a missile test and say, well, they do it because of something we did, but we know they're going to do it anyway, and I think those are the two reasons that pop up and suggest those are the reasons.
Okay, Japan today also ordered a Russian consul who is based in northern Japan to get out of the country within 6 days because Russia had expelled a Japanese diplomat last month. Is there some kind of special cause for new friction between Russia and Japan?
I think that essentially there's new friction between Russia and the rest of the world. And, you know, obviously because of Ukraine, obviously because they are threatening to launch a tactical nuclear weapon, this is causing, you know, problems for Moscow with all of the countries in the world, especially Japan. Remember, World War II hasn't ended. It hasn't ended because Russia and Japan have not settled their disputes regarding territory in the Kuril Islands. So the relations are always going to be tense between Moscow and Tokyo.
Is Japan continuing with the kind of intention that the late, much mourned Prime Minister Abe had to actually rearm and to develop a more formidable military?
Yeah, Japan is rearming, and that's in response to China. And it's doing a couple of things. It's actually moving its forces away from Hokkaido, which is close to the border with Russia, or the islands with Russia. But it is also going to the southwest, which is where China is and where China threatens Japan more. So you're seeing a shift. It's also a shift away from the army to a Navy and Air Force-based self-defense force. And China's doing the same thing, again, moving away from land forces to both naval and air power.
given the situation with Russia and China right now, China being a perpetual threat to attack Taiwan, Russia saying that it's a threat to launch a nuclear war, are the allies, our allies in South Korea and in Japan and in Australia, for that matter, holding together?
They actually are holding together, and it's better than it's been in a long time. And part of it is because in South Korea, we now have a president who is not a leftist. Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office in May, is close to the United States, and that's good news, of course. Unfortunately, Abe's influence is waning, will wane. I mean, he was, after leaving the office of prime minister in 2020, he still was the head of the biggest faction in the governing ruling Democratic Party. But obviously, his influence, you know, is gone after the assassination. And what we're seeing in Japan, though, is that they're reacting to the threat from China. Australia, the same thing. So those three countries are moving in a much better direction than they were, let's say, 2 years ago, with the exception of maybe Japan. But things are still okay.
And things are still okay. And what do we expect of more missile launches from North Korea? Does North Korea also provide some armaments for Russia?
There was the rumor that North Korea was going to sell some basic armaments to Russia for the Ukraine war. We don't know if they were actually delivered, but the relationship between Moscow and Pyongyang has actually been quite close of the late, because the Kim family feels closer to Putin than it does to Xi Jinping. Although, of course, North Korea depends on China far more than it depends on Russia. That dependence has created antagonism, and as well as the antagonism between Koreans and Chinese goes back centuries and centuries and centuries, because there have been numerous invasions, both directions. And that's why, for instance, you have a lot of ethnic Koreans who are technically citizens of the People's Republic of China, because that border has moved due to invasion.
What's next? Last time we were speaking, you were quite concerned that a strike of some kind by China against Taiwan could be imminent. Has that been postponed, do you believe, or is it still pending?
You know, I've always been concerned about accident. You know, it's not so much that Xi Jinping wakes up one morning and says, I'm invading Taiwan. It's just that Xi has authorized some very dangerous intercepts in the global commons, including the intercept of an Australian plane on May 26, which almost ended in tragedy. China is certainly very aggressive. I've always thought they were going to wait until after the 20th National Congress, which starts on the 16th of this month. China still, for a lot of reasons, I think, is going to wait. But we just don't know, Michael, about the political calculus inside of Beijing. And that's why we need to be prepared, because Xi Jinping has not only been building up his military, he's also been mobilizing Chinese civilians for war. And that means we need to prepare. Not to say that we will be at war, but it means when they prepare, we have to prepare.
Do you think that the Chinese thinking at all is that we should take advantage of the ongoing war in Ukraine, or would they be
absolutely?
Waiting? Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely, because they see the failure in the Biden administration, the disarray, especially since the fall of Afghanistan, and they are moving, I think, to make gains. Even if not a full invasion, what they can do can create a situation that ends up in a full invasion.
Latest from Gordon Chang, he writes, this is no time for partisan bickering. Every American president from George H.W. Bush on has failed to deal with known dangers, thereby contributing to the critical situation we now face. We have to work together. I think one can say amen to that. His Twitter feed, which is indispensable, at Gordon G. Chang. We will be right back. Coming up, Joel Kotkin on what really divides America and Americans. Coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Michael Medved show, I do think it's important to try to keep track of what they are saying in the Kremlin with so much going on and so many dangerous powers concentrated actually next to each other, North Korea and China and, of course, Russia. Putin raised the chilling specter of a burning sky, writes Maureen Dowd in the New York Times, to a wildly enthusiastic crowd in a speech on Friday at the gilded Georgievsky Hall of the Grand Kremlin Palace. He darkly alluded to using nuclear weapons, which would leave Earth and heaven in flames. The United States, he said, is the only country in the world that has used nuclear weapons twice, destroying the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, and they created a precedent for us, he said. Sounding demented, that's Maureen Dowd's commentary, Putin charged that the dictatorship of the Western elites was an overthrow of faith and traditional values. It was, he said, coming to resemble a religion in reverse. The Anglo-Saxons are pure Satanism. Wrapping up his own destiny with Mother Russia's, noting that his country must occupy its rightful place in the world as a great thousand-year-old power, a whole civilization, he announced that he was formally swallowing four provinces in eastern Ukraine following fake referendums there. And then there's this, and this just hot off the presses, Ukrainian forces hammer Russians into retreat on East and South fronts. And this from the Washington Post, which, by the way, has sent reporters out who are risking a lot to be there right now. The Ukrainian counteroffensive, which had moved far more slowly in the south compared to the lightning push through the northeastern Kharkiv region in September, has suddenly picked up speed, with Russian units retreating in recent days from a large swath of territory along the west bank of the Dnieper River. Ukrainian forces pushed ahead dozens of miles into the southern Kherson region, liberating towns and villages and recreating jubilant scenes from mid-September when they swept into Kharkiv and were greeted by joyful residents who had spent many months under Russian occupation and experiencing genocidal Russian policies. Concerning the annexed regions that Russia doesn't even control militarily, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. This is clip six.
Admiral, from your point of view, is there any reason to be concerned that any other nations would start to recognize this annexation? Thus far, I haven't seen any, I don't think.
And I don't think you will, David. I mean, look, obviously we don't want anyone to recognize these territories as anything other than Ukrainian soil, which they are. And we've seen no indication that any of our European allies or partners, or quite frankly, any of our partners around the world, and it is a global effort to support Ukraine, to come to any other conclusion than that. Look, even 2 weeks ago, David, the President Xi of China and Prime Minister Modi of India both publicly expressed concerns in front of Vladimir Putin in Kyrgyzstan about his fighting in Ukraine. That's significant, even internationally. The few countries that have been loath to criticize Mr. Putin have now come out publicly to criticize him. So I don't think you're going to be finding any kind of groundswell of support of other nations that will recognize these so-called referenda, these so-called annexations.
And Senator Rubio, who is fighting for re-election now in a spirited Senate battle. He should win. Senator Rubio told Dana Bash over at CNN that there is a bigger issue in the war in Ukraine, not just the survival of Ukraine. The bigger issue? Listen. Clip four.
The worry becomes the unpredictability of what Putin does in a situation like that. If he decides that, for example, that the NATO arming of and the European arming and the U.S. arming of Ukraine is causing not just him to lose his war and therefore undermine his grip on power, but in fact it perhaps threatening his own forces inside Russia, I think it's quite possible that he could end up striking some of these distribution places where these supplies are coming through, including inside Poland. A lot of talk about nuclear, but I think the thing I worry most about is a Russian attack inside NATO territory, for example, aiming at the airport in Poland or some other distribution point.
Would NATO have to respond?
Well, I think it would depend on the nature of the strike and how the other allies within NATO would respond to it. There certainly would be an attack on one, and so therefore certainly NATO will have to respond to it. How it will respond, I think a lot of it will depend on the nature of the attack and the scale and scope of it. But I think that's really the biggest fear right now that I have, is that he would conduct an attack against a NATO supply center inside of a place like Poland. That would certainly raise the specter of a direct Russian attack against a NATO ally.
Which, under Article 5 of the NATO Charter, means that the other member states of NATO, yes, including presumably Finland and Sweden, which recently joined, would have to respond. And again, the fact that Putin is talking in apocalyptic terms is talking about America and Britain representing pure Satanism. By the way, he has some agreement here in the United States. Noam Chomsky, one of the most scrambled and extraordinarily negative and appalling thinkers, so-called, retired professor emeritus from MIT. Here is what he had to say about our commitment to Ukraine. This is clip 5.
The most important country, Germany, over three-quarters is in favor of moving to negotiations right away, same in Slovakia. President Macron of France, who's been the most dedicated to seeking to find a negotiated settlement, has recently reiterated his belief that though the prospects diminish as the war continues, there are still openings. The United States is, and Britain, it's lucky at this point, are pretty much isolated in their commitment to continuing the war, whatever the effects.
Okay, the United States is pretty much isolated. That is not what some of the reports are from Germany and from France, and certainly not from Sweden or Finland or Poland, which is right on the front lines. Noam Chomsky, an American-hating fool. Meanwhile, what really does divide America? Everybody has a sense that we're polarized, we're divided as never before. Joel Kotkin, an internationally recognized authority on social trends, has an idea of what that is, the source of division, coming up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The power is still out for hundreds of thousands of Floridians nearly a week after Hurricane Ian hammered the Sunshine State. The state's emergency management director saying the aim is to restore power by Sunday to everyone whose power grid isn't damaged. This as Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says folks from around the country are helping out.
We've got people from all over this country that have come in to help people all throughout Florida, but particularly in Southwest Florida. One of the charity organizations there is a group out of Kansas City called Operation Barbecue. And if you want barbecue, being out of Kansas City is not a bad place to be from. And so they're serving hot meals for people.
Remembrances coming in around the world for country music legend Loretta Lynn, who passed away at the age of 90 today. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, what really divides America? Everybody knows, feels, experiences, lives that this country is deeply divided. What is the essence of that division? Joel Kotkin, who is an internationally recognized authority on global economic, political, and social trends, the author most recently of The Coming of Neo-Feudalism, a warning to the golden global middle class, that is now available at Amazon. Joel, you have an interesting piece on what really divides America, and one of the points you make is something that we've spoken about, which is that both political parties seem to make the country seem more bitterly divided than it is, promoting all this talk of a feudal war and of secession and of people breaking apart and fighting in the streets. You don't take the position that this is about to happen. We are about to fall apart as a coherent society, do you?
Well, I mean, we're working on it, but basically I think that people themselves are really not as crazy as the politics, and certainly not as crazy as the people on the political extremes. The terrible thing is that we have a political class that has decided that division up to civil war is good for them politically. And
it also makes money for people.
Yes. I mean, you think about the guys with the Lincoln Project. You know, I mean, what a great scam. I mean, it's a, you know, but you know, it's on the left, it's on the right, it's you know, people who are also, I mean, in some cases, I don't think that they're purposely doing it. They live in a particular bubble. They're not talking to people who run a small business or, you know, are worried about child care or their, you know, the disconnect between the political class and the population is pretty huge. And, of course, another major problem is the media, which has become increasingly dominated by, you know, very highly educated people who live in about three or four cities. And, you know, the rest of the country might as well be someplace different. Last week I was in Ohio. And both in Columbus and in the Appalachian areas to the east, the you can't even get people to talk about politics. They're not interested. They're interested in their town. They're interested in their church. They're interested in their families. They're interested in their business. And none of that is being addressed.
And what should each party, what should the Republicans do to address some of the realities more effectively?
Well, I think one of the things is the Republicans have got to focus, particularly now, on the economics. You know, the Republicans should gain 50 seats this year. They won't because they're idiots. But the fact of the matter is people know that this economy is in deep trouble. They know that the price of gas, of course, here in California, it's at incredible levels. But we know the price of gas is going up. We know that interest rates are going up. We know buying a home is becoming more and more difficult. These are issues on economics that the Republicans should do great with. I mean, you have an administration that basically ignored inflation, even when economists in their own party were telling them that this was a problem. This would be such a great issue, but what do they talk about? They talk about the 2020 election and abortion. Well, those are two losers. That's not going to. That's, you know, for the mother of three kids who's got a part-time job and is taking the kids to daycare and the husband is working at Home Depot and is worried about his job. This is who you need to talk to. You don't need to go and get into these issues, which are divisive. And, you know, they're really not a solution to anything. And, you know, frankly, and you may not like me to say this, the only hope the Democrats have left really now is Donald Trump. If they have Donald Trump, they might be able to win. Against a human being, they would lose.
Okay, and what about the Democrats themselves? What should they do more effectively? Because
yes,
the consensus is they will lose control of the House, and I do believe that's likely. So
yes,
what could they do to turn that around in the 5 weeks that are left?
Well, first of all, they've already managed to get it so it's probably not going to be a catastrophic loss. But that's mostly thanks to the Republicans. What the Democrats should do, what Roy Teixeira and others have been saying, what Carville's been saying, you know, people who have been around, they say, the lunch bucket issues, you know, wages, jobs, you know, very, very basic things. Now, the Democrats' stupidity is to focus on the funding the police, critical race theory, the Green New Deal. These are not popular issues, particularly for the working class and middle class independents. And the Democrats have just completely lost it. I mean, one of the reasons is if I'm a factory worker the energy policies are going to drive the business drive you out of business, you're not going to vote for the Democrats even if you agree with them on a bunch of things. So I think the Democrats need to get back to their, you know, their sort of lunch bucket issues. And if they were, I'd go back to being a Democrat. But right now, I'm sort of disgusted with both of them.
Is there anyone who's running in any state for any major position? We spoke yesterday. We spoke about Lonnie Chen, who seems like a breath of fresh air in California.
Yes,
is running for controller. But other than Lonnie Chen, anyone else who strikes you as someone we should pay attention to?
Well, I think the most interesting race in the country, I was just in Ohio, was J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan, both of whom actually are running as populists on economic issues. Ryan may end up winning, really, given that DeWine's going to win by more than double digits for governor, it's amazing that they might lose that. But what Tim Ryan has done is he says, I don't agree with this, a fracking ban. A fracking ban is a death sentence for Ohio. It just is,
He also doesn't agree with President Biden on the student loan forgiveness. He's been critical
of
that.
And also, I think, on the borders as well. Ryan is one of the very few who seems to be focused on those issues. Whereas you get a guy like Beto O'Rourke trying to run for governor of Texas, you're against fracking, you're against border controls. I don't think that's going to do too well in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, again, it's for somebody whose top priority was going to be to ban various elements of guns, makes of guns, and further restrictions, you wouldn't think that would be a super popular maneuver in Texas.
And also defunding churches that don't agree with gay marriage. Now, I happen to be for gay marriage, and it's fine at my synagogue. We have gay couples. I have no problem with it. But if somebody's theological beliefs are against gay marriage, I mean, this is not like something that's been around for hundreds of years. This is a new concept, and I think people have a right to their, unless they actively hurt people, they have a total right to some sort of theological independence. What the hell is the country about anyway?
Okay, you have in your column, and I think it's so true, and I underlined it very heavily, the apocalyptic ideological struggle envisioned by the country's elites has little to do with how most Americans actually live and think. For most people, it is not ideology, but the powerful forces of class, race, and geography that determine their political allegiances and how they will vote come November. Joel, thank you as always for your contributions. And the book by Joel Kotkin is The Return of Neo-Feudalism. We will be right back on The MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are all kinds of struggles going on in the world. One of the struggles has been over the movie Bros. Now, I didn't review the film, and I didn't review it because I saw the trailer, and it didn't strike me as a super high priority for myself or my audience. And right now there's controversy about the fact the film was a miserable flop. It made a dismal $4.8 million in its first weekend on over 3,300 screens. This means that the old saying, "Well, that's a subpoena people to go to see it," that seems to have applied to Bros. Here was a clip from the trailer of the movie, and you'll get a sense of how they were trying to sell it. Listen, clip 13.
You met a guy?
I don't think I'm his type. He's like gay Tom Brady.
What are you into? One of these ripped idiots with no opinion?
No, I'd like someone who's physically very frail and won't stop talking.
And I bet he's as intimidated by you as you are by him.
I'm down for whatever.
Yeah, I can do whenever and I can do whatever.
Cool. Whatever, whenever. GIF of Michael Scott dancing.
Office GIF? This person isn't gay.
I need you to be honest with me.
You like these bro-y meathead idiots.
Oh, they're fighting.
You like that?
Hey.
I can be tough like your boys.
Like,
oh, that's what you like. Huh?
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Okay. This was the work as a writer and as a star of Billy Eichner, who is known for Billy on the Street, that series. And he's extremely indignant. He took to social media in response to the extremely lackluster performance of his passion project. He wrote, "Everyone who isn't a homophobic weirdo should go see Bros tonight. You will have a blast, and it is special and uniquely powerful to see this particular story on a big screen." Doesn't that seem uniquely powerful? Especially for queer folks who don't get this opportunity often. I love this movie so much. Go Bros. Look, you've got to appreciate his passion. That it's gotten some very good reviews. It's just, I know that sometimes people get the impression in media that America is half gay or a third gay, or if you're appealing so specifically to a quote queer folks as your audience, is it surprising that you're not going to be at the top of the box office heap? When it comes to the top of the heap, protesters, this is ordinary people. This is people who are trying to build businesses and lives downtown are protesting. What? They're protesting in Seattle against homeless shelter expansion in the SoDo neighborhood. Listen to this story and background. This is clip 7.
Stop racism!
Stop racism!
Another week.
Who asked us?
Another rally.
More safety!
With a protest against plans to expand this shelter, one that neighbors Chinatown International District.
We need help.
This is our home.
Last Tuesday, community members crowded King County Council chambers.
I'm ashamed, frustrated, angry about the seeming indifference.
No drugs!
And today brought a demonstration at the shelter's doorstep.
More safety!
The shelter currently has 270 beds. The plan is to add pallet homes and make space for an additional 150 people.
Who asked us?
Nobody!
Protesters say they want to know the county's public safety plan to protect the people at the shelter and in surrounding neighborhoods.
They've said that, and I agree with this, that people experiencing homelessness are not dangerous. What they've said is they're worried about the people who prey upon them. I can't think of a better way to make people experiencing homelessness safer than bringing them inside instead of leaving them outside to be preyed upon.
Okay, again, the whole idea of trying to import more people into the Chinatown International District in Seattle? Really? Really? And people moving, and that's part of what the story is about. There's a moving story that was posted in the New York Times. And it's called My First Yom Kippur in Exile. Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, the most serious holiday of the year, begins this evening. And it begins at sunset tonight. And there's a piece by Pinchas Goldschmidt, who is the chief rabbi of Moscow. There is no replacement because people are trying to get out of Moscow. He writes, it is painful to imagine reciting the closing climactic prayers for Yom Kippur far from my community. Even in my early years there, even when few knew the prayers, we used to shout the final words of the service in unison. And the final words of the service are, God is our Lord. And in Hebrew. And it was the sound of a community of survivors, survivors of communism, anti-Semitism, the obsessive machine that sought to destroy their identities. And yet, there we were. And then he says, this year I will divide my time between a few Jerusalem synagogues here and across other cities of Israel. I meet new Jewish emigres from Russia, the tens of thousands of fellow Jews who have fled since the start of the evil war. We reminisce about our past and look ahead to our futures. It is strange to feel in exile in Jerusalem, in the Jewish ancestral land, but home is strange like that. Over the centuries, rabbis used to sign their names on documents not as a rabbi of a certain city, but rather as a temporary dweller of that city. The role of a religious leader, he writes, is not only to be a pastoral guide, not only to answer questions and lead services and give sermons. The beautiful and glorious moments that fill one with meaning, a sense of purpose and awe. Those are, so to speak, the easy parts of the rabbinate. The hardest task of religious leadership, writes Rabbi Goldschmidt, is to take moral stances in difficult times, no matter the cost. And this is perhaps what the shofar, the ram's horn the Jews blow on the high holy days, represents. According to the Bible, the shofar blow is the sound of freedom. It was historically blown at the beginning of the Jubilee year, the year that freed all slaves and returned all sold ancestral property. The sound of the shofar blow is meant to remind us both of freedom and equality. When we blow that shofar this year, he concludes, let us remember how a peaceful world must rely on the fundamentals of liberty and life, not only for the individuals, but also among nations. For so long, we had assumed these qualities were a given in Western society, until they no longer were. Profound. Not so profound, a movie despite a wonderful cast, The Good House. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Sigourney Weaver and Kevin Kline play two former high school flames who reconnect decades later, just in time to save the heroine, who's a prominent Massachusetts real estate agent, from her self-destructive battles with alcoholism. In The Good House, now in theaters.
Are you dating Frank Getchell?
What if I was?
Hey, Hilly.
I feel like myself with you. Usually I only feel like myself when I have a drink in my hand.
The performances are capable, even moving, as you'd expect from these two distinguished stars. But the chemistry between them is never magical, despite allusions to Sigourney Weaver's heritage, going back to one of the victims of the Salem witch trials. Based on a novel by Ann Leary, the anti-booze message makes a powerful impact. Rated R for adult language and one fairly graphic sex scene. 2.5 stars for the intriguing but unsatisfying The Good House. And on the Michael Medved show, we have coming up later this week, Daniel Henninger, who is with the Wall Street Journal, of course, taking a look at the election getting closer in time. But is it getting closer in our divisions? And we'll be talking with Steve Meyer from the Discovery Institute, the Center for Science and Culture. Yes, science has to be an important influence on culture, but should that influence be manipulated for selfish or political reasons? We will get into that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.